Hello, this is Rachi Lerner speaking with you today from OU Radio. Our topic for today is spiritual healing. We have just completed a two-part series on soul searching, which brought us to a place where we looked and we said, when one soul searches, one runs the risk of becoming utterly demoralized, of feeling utterly disconnected from his Creator, and feeling lost and afraid. And what we then need, if we're going to characterize that emotional experience as emotional dis-ease, as a loss of confidence, a loss of self-worth, we need to find a way to spiritually heal our relationship with God. In the Megillah of Eicha, which we recited on Tisha B'Av, Yirmiyahu says in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the following verse, Mimarom shalach esh ba'atzmotai vayirdena, Paras reshet liraglai, heshivani achor, nisanani shmeima kalhayom dava. What does he say? From on high, Hashem sent a fire into my bones, and it crushed. He spread a net for my feet, hurling me backward. What does he say? He said, HaKadosh Baruch from on high sends a fire into my bones, and it crushed me. He spread a net for my feet, hurling me backward. Yirmiyahu also admits to the responsibility in Sefer Eicha that we carry for what befalls us, the responsibility the Jews had for what happened to them. In Perek Gimel, Psukim Mem through Membet, 40 through 42, chapter 3, it says the following, Nachpisa drachenu benachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Let us search and examine our ways and return to God. Nisal levavenu el kapayim el el bashamayim. Let us lift our hearts with our hands to God in heaven. Nachnu pashanu marinu ata lo salachta. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not forgiven. What is it that is going on here? We have the duality of our experience as humans. We have the experience of discussing in great detail, as Yirmiyahu does in Megillat Eicha, the terrible things that were done to us, that God sent a fire into our bones, that we were hurled backward by the net, by our feet. And yet at the same time, we have ownership over what happened to us by saying that it was the result of our sins and our transgressions that brought us to this place. And we also have embedded in the words of Yirmiyahu in Eicha, we have the idea that we can go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we can fix that which we have broken. We can be metaken, we can correct that which we have shattered. It says, let us lift our hands, our hearts with our hands to God in heaven. Nisa levavenu el kapayim el el bashamayim. Let us lift our hearts with our hands to God in heaven. Rav Nachman Mibreslov said, Im ata ma'amin, sheyecholim lekalkel, as ta'amin sheyecholim letaken. If you believe that you have the ability to destroy, then believe that you have the ability to fix it. If you believe that you have the capacity for destruction, then trust that you have the ability to restore it, to fix it. We human beings are equally capable of both the destructive and the constructive. We're able to build, or alternatively, we are able to destroy. And that is what we are saying here. We humans are complex, multifaceted creatures, capable of both. We are capable of acknowledging our wounds and our hurts as well, and capable of also acknowledging the parts of it that belong to ourselves. When I worked inpatient for many years as a psychologist in a psychiatric hospital, what I would say to my patients is the following. If you are a victim, then yes, you will get sympathy, but you are utterly and completely disempowered. You have no ability to change a single thing in your world, in your universe. You are utterly passive. But if you own it, if you say this is a behavior that I take ownership of, that I am responsible for, then you can change it. If you own it, you can change it. You can take control back. When we have a tragedy, chas v'shalom, happen to one of us, if we take the time out to soul search, as we discussed before, and we find something in ourselves that we want to fix, then by owning it, we admit to ourselves that we have the capacity to fix it. It gives us a way to return. But Eich is also alluding to something else. It's alluding to the net that has been placed on our feet. Once again in Perek Aleph, in the first chapter of Eich, in verse 13. What does it say? Paras reshet liraglai, heshivani achor. He spread a net for my feet, hurling me backward. The metaphor of the net is one that was also formulated by David in Sefer Tehillim. Before Eich was written, David saw the need to teach us how to redirect our focus and our energies. In chapter 25, what does David HaMelech say again? He says the following, Einai tamid el Hashem, my eyes are constantly toward God. Ki hu yotzi me reshet raglai, for he will remove the net from my feet. Now we have almost the same wording in Eicha, reshet liraglai, the net from my feet. God will remove the net from my feet, therefore I direct my focus to him at all times. David the warrior king knew full well the experience of being trapped, of being caught in the net of his enemies. And what is his response? How does he respond to this? His reaction is to turn his gaze upward. Einai tamid el Hashem. My eyes are continually toward God. We keep our focus firmly fixed with God and on God. Because when we are occupied with God, we cannot sustain our rebellion or our distance from God. It is in the distancing, is when we distance ourselves from God, that we fall into the trap of sin. And having sinned, that we undergo the trials and the tribulations that were so eloquently expressed through Yirmiyahu, through Jeremiah in Megillat Eicha. Despite our impulse to be angry with God, despite the fact that we might want to rant and rave about the trials and the tribulations and the suffering that we have endured, we have to do the very opposite. We have to direct our energies to healing our relationship with God. And it's only when we can heal the relationship with God that we can say, as we do at the very end of Megillat Eicha, at the very end of the Sefer, that we can say the following, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. Bring us back to you, Hashem, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. When we want to heal our relationship with God, we are asking for a re-closeness to God, a reconnection to God. And yet we know that there are so many times in our lives that we simply cannot see Hashem clearly. There are moments when we have difficulty trusting Hashem and believing that He is there for us. So many times it is as though God is absent, or if not absent, busy elsewhere and not really attuned to our suffering. And at those moments in our lives, what is it that we're asking from God? We are asking that God reveal Himself to us. Last time we mentioned that this is a time of great hester panim, that God is concealed from our view and therefore hard for us to perceive. And David HaMelech asks this of God for all of us. He is our spokesperson. And what does he say for us in chapter 67, verses 2 and 3? Elohim yichanenu vivarchenu, ya'er panav itanu selah. May God favor us and bless us. May He cause His countenance to shine among us, Selah. And why should He do this? Ladat ba'aretz darkecha, b'chol gayim yeshuatecha. So that your way become known on earth and your deliverance among all the nations. Perek Samech Zayim Psukim Bet and Gimel, verses 2 and 3. David is asking for the very thing that we need, that God make Himself appear to us, shine His countenance upon us. Ya'er panav itanu selah, shine on us, bless us, grace us, favor us. Because if you do this, God, your way will become known and your deliverance among all the nations. To be a Jew is not to be asked to be superhuman. It is not. Judaism is not the religion of angels. We are not asked to surrender our fundamental humanity. In fact, God, as our Creator, recognizes our human fallibilities, our vulnerabilities. He knows, in fact, that we will fail and that it is inevitable that we will fall short of His expectations. And for that reason, He gives us the gift of tshuva. He gives us the gift of repentance. Rav Nachman Breslov said, As long as the light burns, there is still time for repair. There is still time for fixing. As long as the candle burns, the time for fixing is still in place. We are now approaching a time of your Elul time and the days before the Yomim Nara'im when we are granted a window of connection to God. And we are focusing our attention and our concentration on healing our relationship with God while simultaneously healing our relationship with other people. But we still need God to help us in this task. The task of healing our relationship with God cannot be entirely driven by us. We need God to meet us halfway. We need His guiding light. We need Ya'er Panavi Tanusela. We need Him to shine His countenance upon us so that we can see that He can illuminate the way for us. David teaches us something very valuable, that we are in fact allowed and even expected to ask God for guidance. In fact, it is in God's best interest that we connect to Him so that we may continue to praise Him and spread His light among the nations. What does it say in Pasuk Dalet? Yoducha Amim Elokim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Peoples will praise you, Hashem. All the nations will thank you. What does Hashem gain when He makes His light known to us? People appreciate the guidance that it affords, the illumination that it brings, the direction that it gives them. Not only will we thank Him, but all the nations of the world will thank God, for they will see the light at the end of the spiritual tunnel. But let us go back to our theme of healing. What do we need healing with? There are so many assaults that we have endured, so many injuries that have been inflicted by us, on us, by other people. And in Psalm 35, David HaMelech sort of gives a litany of the assaults that have been inflicted on him by his enemies. His enemies have targeted his body. They have targeted his soul. They have targeted his possessions. And isn't that true for so many of us, that we have been targeted body, soul, and with our possessions? For each of the injuries sustained, David requests that Hashem heal him, that Hashem assist him. And what does he say afterwards? He then acknowledges the redemption that will accrue to each of these three, to the body, to the soul, and to his possessions. And he begins with the part of self that is most directly connected to Hashem Yisparach, that is most directly connected to God, and that is his own soul. And what does he say? He says in Pasuk Tet, this is Perek Lamed Hei, Psalm 35, verse 9, V'nafshi tagil Hashem, tasis b'yeshuato. Then my soul will exalt in Hashem, rejoice in His salvation. When God gives me redemption, then his soul will exalt in Hashem. David's soul will celebrate internally within his heart, but will also rejoice in his salvation, will also proclaim that joy externally. When David's soul gets redeemed, he will celebrate within and without. How is it that David's body expresses gratitude? Look at the very next verse. Kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem michamocha. All my limbs will say, Hashem, who is like you? And what does it mean, atzmotai? The limbs, the parts, the atzmot, Yosef, the bones of the body, will get together and say, Hashem michamocha, Hashem, who is like you? The bones of the body are the infrastructure of the body, and the entire infrastructure of David's body will proclaim Hashem's uniqueness. How is it that our bodies proclaim God's uniqueness and God's greatness? Through asiyat ha-mitzvot, through doing mitzvot. Because mitzvot afford us the opportunity to serve God with our bodies. We are a religion of action. We are action-centric. And therefore, because we are a religion of action, not a religion of passivity, we involve our entire being in the service of God. And when we do Hashem's Torah, when we act to physically enact HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we also acclaim God's sovereignty and God's singularity. And finally, the latter half of verse 10 of Pasuk Yud addresses the issue of possessions. And what does it say there? Matzil ani mechazak mimenu, ve'ani ve'evyon migozlo. Deliver of the poor from the one mightier than he, of the poor and the destitute from the one who robs him. This is David's acknowledgement of Hashem's financial rescue. David affirms that Hashem delivers those who are impoverished or preyed upon by others, even if their redemption is not imminently visible. If we relate this chapter to the discussion we've been having about healing, we understand that God's healing takes place on multi-levels, on many levels simultaneously. There is the soul healing that takes place as God nurtures and fixes our soul's relationship with Him. There is the bodily relationship where we, by doing mitzvot, heal our relationship with God. We enact, we do Torah, and by doing Torah, we affirm God. And by affirming God, we connect to God. And when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescue the poor, take care of the needy, address the financial needs of His people, we recognize that our financial state of being is not an impediment to serving God and to healing and fixing our relationship with Him. That is extraordinarily important for us to address. But David gives us further important information. In Psalm 41, verse 5, he says something so critically valuable to us. He says in Pasuk He, Ani amarti, as for me, I said, Hashem chaneni, Hashem be gracious to me, rifa'a nafshi, heal my soul, ki chatati lach, for I have sinned against you. When we are ill, we beseech God to cure us of our illness, to restore our health. But David adds another dimension to this request. What does he say? He says, heal my soul, rifa'a nafshi, not my body, but my soul. Because David recognizes that body and soul are mirror images of each other. The body expresses what the soul cannot. Illness is referred to as disease, a disease. One has a disease, but it's dis-ease, a lack of ease and comfort within the body. Spiritual dis-ease reflects a disconnection between man and God. And David recognizes that spiritual illness has at its origin the disconnection between man and God. And how is it that man disconnects from God? It is because of his sins. By sinning, he places a barrier between himself and his God. And what happens then? The spiritual disease that he feels, that malaise, that illness, finds its expression in the body, in the somatic symptoms of an illness. So what does David say? David says, Chaneni, be gracious to me, God. Why? Ki chatati lach, because I've sinned to you, God, and I need you to heal my soul. David asks God to grant him health, to heal his soul and consequently his body. But soul healing cannot be accomplished without the consent and the cooperation of the soul's master. And we are the masters of our soul. We must take ownership of our sins. We must acknowledge them and seek to alter our behavior in support of our recovery. We must heal ourselves by being utterly truthful about the parts of it that we own. We'll continue next week with a further discussion of spiritual healing.